Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. Let's open up our Bibles to the book of Colossians chapter 3. The reading today will start in verse 12 and end on verse 17. In this devotional series, we will be going over the four letters that Paul wrote while he was under house arrest by the Romans, which is talked about in the book of Acts chapter 28 verses 16 through 31 from our last devotional series. For reference, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation, but you can follow along in the version of the Holy Text you prefer. Now, starting in verse 12, since God chose you to be the holy people He loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults, and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your heart. For as members of one body you are called to live in peace, and always be thankful. Let the message about Christ, in all its richness, fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom He gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. And whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through Him to God the Father. Once again, that was Corinthians chapter 3 verses 12 through 17 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the section of the scriptures we just read a little more in depth. Clothes are part of how we interact with the world. Our clothes are part of our appearance, and clothes can change how we feel, think of, quote, dressing up, end quote. These verses talk about being clothed in the apparel of heaven. Bible scholars think that early Christians, when they were baptized, took off old clothing, entered the water, then were dressed in new clothing, probably a white robe. This was symbolic of leaving the old life, attitude, and actions behind, while putting on the new life of Christ. We can clothe ourselves with gentleness, mercy, kindness, humility, and patience. Jesus freely offers us all of this, quote, clothing, end quote. What virtues do you need to add to your wardrobe? We are forgiven by God, and His forgiveness changes everything. We can forgive others and be patient with each other's faults. It is sometimes hard to accept that God has fully forgiven us, hard sometimes to let go of guilt and shame. It is even harder to live out forgiveness, being patient with the faults of others and forgiving them in love. God wants us to have peace, even if it sometimes takes hard work. Avoiding the issues won't solve them. Lay down your guilt and grudges and live a life of forgiveness. Here is something to ponder during your personal meditation and prayer time for the rest of the day. What grudges do you need to release and forgive? We're grateful you joined us for Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. Tune in every Monday through Friday for more encouraging insights and discussions about the sacred writings of God. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.